Former mayor of Houston, Bill White, came to USC to talk about America's debt and how the country could learn from its own history. The U.S. government is currently in about $17.5 trillion worth of debt. I had the chance to ask White how he thinks the government should start the massive task of reducing it. Hi, Bill. Welcome to ARN. Great to have you on the show today.
It's great to be with you.
You've come here today to talk about your book called America's Fiscal Constitution, Its Triumph and Its Collapse. Can you tell us why you wrote this book?
I wanted to give a roadmap for people who were interested in doing something to balance a budget. And I also wanted to emphasize to people, especially many young people, that for most of the country's history, the vast majority of people believed that we ought to have revenues that covered the ordinary expenditures of government so that we wouldn't mortgage the future of the country.
Who were the fiscal heroes of America's past, and what can we learn from them?
The one that a lot of people look back to and that is celebrated by both liberals and conservatives today is Thomas Jefferson. He was a populist. He believed in upward mobility, but he believed that there are limits to what the government could do effectively and that the government should live within its means. If people were unwilling to pay taxes to support some public program, then you shouldn't do it.
So why have things changed? What specifically happened in 2001 and since then to change that way of managing the country?
Well, the change occurred fairly abruptly and quietly. Since 2001, there have been two uses of debt, which were consistent with the traditions of American history and our values. But then when debt was used to fund a war on terrorism and then the occupation of two countries, civilians weren't asked to sacrifice to pay higher taxes to support those efforts. That was something new and unusual in the history of the country. And it was new and unusual in 2003 when Medicare was expanded to cover prescription drugs, and they did it without providing a source of payment for that program. So it was funded using debt. And that, again, was unprecedented.
Where does the government even start to get itself out of this enormous debt?
Well, you know, I have some practical sort of steps, which are lessons from history. One that is very straightforward is that if people in Congress vote to spend money that will be financed with debt, they vote then and there for the amount of debt to be incurred for that specific purpose. The other thing we ought to do is we ought to have a source of funding to sustain Medicare.
Do you think the government is likely to be able to make those changes to reduce the debt and to stop borrowing in the future?
I think it requires, you know, people who get active in politics to make this a voting issue for them. Too often our candidates pretend as though everything is obvious and there's no disadvantages to the course of actions that they recommend. And we need fewer salesmen and more people who use straight talk.
What do you hope your readers will take away from your book?
They ought to be alarmed about the debt, and they ought to be hopeful that there's a lot of Americans who think the same way they do, and they get politically active. And if they hear a candidate who seems to be straight talk about this issue, support that candidate. If there's anybody who listens to this show who's worried about the climate change and its impact, or who believes that we ought to improve public education so people have more opportunities 10, 20, 30 years down the road, if you share those values, you ought to be worried about debt. Don't sit on the sidelines, though, because your future is at stake.
Bill White, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.